Support for Radioactive comes from the members of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Ellsworth on the Bucksport Road, with Sunday services at 10:30 a.m., affirming and promoting respect for the interdependent web of existence and the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all.
The time is 4:02, and you're tuned to WERU-FM 89.9 Blue Hill, 102.9 Bangor, and streaming online at WERU.org. And this is Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal with Amy Brown and Meredith DeFrancesco for July 20th, 2006. Today we'll be talking with one of the organizers of the Maine Social Forum, modeled on the World Social Forum. It'll be taking place in Lewiston later this month, and Ryan Conrad joins us by phone to fill in the details. But first, this message from the organizers.
Well, hi, y'all.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
And Saturday
and Friday! The last weekend of July!
It's the Maine Social Forum!
That's right. The social forum that started in Brazil in the mid-90s and has grown into a global movement is going to take place in our very own Lewiston, Maine, July 28th to the 30th in the Bates Mill in Kennedy Park. Grassroots organizers, faith leaders, social service people, activists, environmentalists, and many other hardworking progressive people will be gathering in Lewiston's Bates Mill to participate in tabling bazaars, workshops, presentations, film showings, and musical and cultural events that help participants figure out how another Maine is possible. You may have your own ideas about how another Maine is possible, or maybe you just want to learn about other people's strategies towards achieving social change. In either case, you should visit the website at www.mainesocialforum.org. Again, that's www.mainesocialforum.org. And if you are going to bring your monster truck, we prefer you convert it to run on veggie fuel first. Again, that's July 28th to the 30th in Lewiston, Maine. Don't miss out on this historic occasion.
The Maine Social Forum!
Okay, and sorry you got interrupted by Ethan Miller there a little bit at the beginning, Ryan.
On the weekend of July 28th through 30th, Maine will have its first regional social forum. Internationally and locally, social forums have brought together a vast array of organizations and social movements to share their work and to envision broader social change. The Maine Social Forum for the Gulf of Maine Bioregion will be held in Lewiston at the Bates Mill. The weekend will include over 50 workshops, a film festival, music events, some of which are part of community-based events. And we have with us here today by phone one of Social Forum's organizers and the workshop coordinator, Ryan Conrad. Ryan is an activist living in Lewiston, and he also works for Lots to Gardens. Thanks for coming on the program today, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
So let's first talk about the broader movement of social forums. Can you give us some background on the history of social forums?
Sure thing. The first social forum was held in response sort of to the economic world forum that they have, where basically the rich and the elite and the powerful come together to devise plans on how they're going to, you know, continue to keep power and control and money in the hands of a few. And there was a large response to that by people, disenfranchised people, who started what they called the World Social Forum as opposed to the World Economic Forum. And that was started in 2001 in Porto Alegre in Brazil. And it started from there, and there's been social forums kind of popping up all over the place since then. There have been different social forums, like there was one recently in Boston, I think last year or maybe the year before, which was pretty close to here. But there's also been in Caracas, Venezuela, and also in Mumbai, India, and like they've just been popping up in different places, and it's been kind of neat to see all these different nonprofits and other like community organizations coming together and basically pursuing their agendas, like debating their ideas in a democratic format, and being able to network and cross-pollinate, and to effectively network for actions, and to have plans for the future that incorporate a diverse range of ideas and opinions and feelings. So that's where the social forums came from. It was a response to the World Economic Forum, and it's been neat to see how it's self-propagating itself as a good idea for sharing and creating the world that we want to see.
So the World Economic Forum and these other meetings, the G8, they aren't open to the NGOs and the people and don't have any kind of way for people, regular people, to get input into those meetings or even find out what's happening in them?
For the most part. I mean, I know sometimes that they try to co-opt a lot of the larger nonprofits into sort of like sharing their vision, and I don't think it's accessible, and I don't think it's real for the majority of the people on this planet to be able to participate. But they definitely do make an attempt, I think, to green their image, but it's not real. It's a facade.
And mantra of the World Social Forum and the other forums, another world is possible. So looking at the alternatives as well.
Being proactive.
Right. Can you talk about the initiative to try to have a social forum in Maine?
Yeah, it actually started at a Changing Maine gathering about 2 years ago where some folks had talked about going to Boston and being part of that and like coming fresh from there, really being excited about doing something that was a little less urban and focusing it more at home in Maine.
And Boston was more of a regional rather than specific to Boston, which included people from Maine as well?
Yes, it definitely did. There was people participating from all over the Northeast, but it definitely was very had a lot of folks from Boston involved. There's, of course, a lot of people there. So this time the idea was to bring it back to Maine and bring that idea of the social forum back to Maine, but give it more of a Maine twist and be focused on issues that were more prevalent and exciting to folks that live up north here. So that's how it started, and it's been a slow process over the last 2 years of getting people excited and involved and trying to figure out where it should be, and if we find a place, like, how are we going to do it, what's the process going to be. And so it's been a long haul. So it's been about 2 years, and it's finally coming to fruition in about a week and a half.
And can you talk about why Lewiston was chosen and why specifically the Bates Mill?
Sure. Folks were interested in finding a place that also carried a history of a sense of history around important issues. And Lewiston in particular has a huge labor history, being one of the largest production centers in the Northeast when the textile mills were still running. And the Bates Mill is a famous textile mill that was one of the largest employers in Lewiston for a long time, and there's a really neat labor history of union organizing in Lewiston. So the Bates Mill was chosen for that reason. And there was a time when we were also actually using Kennedy Park, which is this really neat park in the center of the city that's used by so many people downtown from all sorts of different backgrounds. You see lots of young folks in the park, and you see older folks in the park, and you see the new Somali immigrants in the park, and all sorts of people are there and sharing space, and it's really cool. It's a really neat space, and there's a new farmers market there, so it's a space that's really community-oriented that also is right next to the Bates Mill, so it's this good connection between, like, a neat labor history and having this really neat community park right in the middle of it all. So that's why Lewiston was chosen.
And when the people who started talking about this, having a forum in Maine and tossing the idea around, came together, did they adopt principles from the World Social Forums, or what were the guiding principles or things that you felt were really important to be a part of this process of putting one together in Maine?
Yeah, the Maine Social Forum is organized in accordance with the charter of the World Social Forum, and the charter is basically 14 points put together by folks and I guess ratified would be the correct word, or approved maybe, by folks at the World Social Forum in 2001, that first one that was held in Porto Alegre. And basically the 14 points are a context for the social forum being a pluralistic, diverse, non-confrontational, non-governmental, non-party event that is as participatory and inclusive as possible. So that's where the 14 principles come from, is to try to make the social forum what it is, and it defines the process a little bit about who should be involved and how people can be involved.
Do you want to talk more about them? There's over 50 different workshops at the forum and a number of organizations. Do you want to talk more about those organizations that were involved in the process of building the Maine Social Forum and the types of topics that and movements that will be discussed there?
Sure. The endorsing organizations list is over, I think it's close to 75 organizations now, most of which are from Maine, although we do have some other folks, because we're including people in the Gulf of Maine bioregion, which runs from up in New Brunswick, Canada, through Maine and New Hampshire, down through the North Shore of Massachusetts to Boston. So most of the organizations endorsing are from Maine, but there's also some folks from Boston, some organizations from there that are participating and doing workshops and have endorsed, as well as a few from New Brunswick as well. So it's really neat to see, like, there's all these great organizations of folks, really, really diverse. We have everything from, like, Ability Maine, which is a disabilities rights group, to Cultivating Community, which is an agriculture group that works with youth. Like, it's just a whole diverse group of folks that are in agreement with the principles, and thinks having all of us get together to talk and share ideas and plan action for the future is a good idea. And that's pretty exciting that such a diverse group of folks came together to really make this happen.
Ryan, can you say a little bit more? I don't know if you have a list in front of you or just off the top of your head, if you can recall, you say everything from this group to that group. Can you say a little bit more about some of the groups, just to give listeners an idea of who, you know, name some names of who's been involved and say a little bit about what they do?
Sure. Larry Danzinger has been involved. He works with No Class, as well as resources for organizing.
He works with the group No
Change.
Class.
Yeah. And so Larry's been really involved. He's been working on all sorts of different logistical things with the forum. And folks from ROSC were a really great resource for doing grant writing and things like that, because those folks are really involved in doing a lot of that.
That's resources for organizing social change, ROSC.
Yeah. And then we had folks from the Lobster Gardens and Cultivating Community, which are two urban agriculture programs that work with youth, especially immigrant youth in both Lewiston and Portland, and different folks. I work for Lobster Gardens, and there's also another woman named Mel Shapiro who works for Cultivating Community, who was also involved in a lot of the planning logistics on the ground for the forum, and did a lot of outreach with us. And then there's other groups like the League of Pissed Off Voters in Portland has done a lot of work around the cultural events that are going to be happening, a lot of the concerts and speakers. They helped organize, and that was Alec Maberduke who did a lot of work for that. There's Craig Saddlemeyer, who works for Spoke Folks, which is a community bike program in Lewiston. Is also works with the Maine Video Activist Network, and folks from both Spoke Folks and the Maine Video Activist Network were the ones that did a lot of the work to put the film festival together.
Is the community bike program one of those that people can just borrow a bike and leave it someplace else, and that they have in some cities where it's sort of a public bike program? Is that what they're doing down there?
Spoke Folks has gone through a few changes. Originally set up, it was a community bike shop that mostly worked in the downtown, serving low-income youth by providing the tools to fix bikes, as well as providing the knowledge and the know-how to do so, and would fix bikes with them, and then they could actually keep and have a bike if they repaired it with some of the staff that worked there. But currently, Spoke Folks is looking for a new home. They had to move.
But they'll be available to share some of those skills and ideas with other communities that are thinking about that sort of thing.
Of course, yeah. Those folks are always doing workshops. They do workshops at the farmers market every week. They're a great group of kids.
Now, there's a whole list on the website of the organizations that we could list, but it would take a long time. Maybe you can let people know what tracks are, tracks of sections of different topics that will be covered, and then different organizations will fall under those. If you could give an idea of those.
Yeah, because there's so much going on. It's pretty amazing to see like all the neat different things that are going on. Lots of people have put a lot of time and energy into like making this as exciting as it is. But the tracks, I'll go through them. There's the ability disability track, agriculture, anti-poverty homelessness, corporate accountability, democracy, economy, environment, Franco-American heritage, which is specific to Lewiston, international track, labor, media, movement building, nonviolence, peace, queer, water, and youth student track.
The Franco-American heritage, you mean that they're going to focus on Lewiston? Because that's certainly not specific to just Lewiston in the state.
Yeah, it's definitely not specific to just Lewiston. The folks that organized the Franco track are from
Lewiston,
from the Franco-American Heritage Center, which is this huge new center in Lewiston. And Lewiston definitely has probably the strongest, I think Biddeford and Lewiston are the two strongest Franco-American.
Aroostook County's got quite a population as well.
And Aroostook, too, I guess as an urban center. But, yeah, there's folks from the Franco-American Heritage Center that are going to be doing some workshops on the Franco-American history in the Lewiston and Auburn area. So that's pretty neat that it's a local thing happening about past immigration.
Can you give an idea of the general schedule of the day, how it'll be set up, and then we also move to talking about the film festival and the different music events, community events, keynote speakers,
sure.
But how if people come, how they can be involved. And we probably should mention, too, you said that the workshop slots have filled up quickly for those who have will be conducting workshops, but there are tables still available for organizations or campaigns that may be looking to table there.
Did you get all that?
Definitely. The workshops, it was interesting at first. It was a really slow trickle, and then as soon as the deadline was approaching, it was bam, bam, bam. And I guess that just is a testament to showing how busy and resilient all of the folks are in Maine that are doing stuff all the time. That everyone's busy, 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 and then everyone just, you know, gets it in at the last minute and creates this really awesome, vibrant programming. And the schedule, the breakdown pretty much is on Friday there's going to be an opening convocation where we'll have a few speakers. The keynote speaker there is Thomas Panaya, who is one of the organizers of the U.S. Social Forum, who's also a Boston native and was one of the big organizers with the Boston Social Forum.
And has written on the World Social Forum as well.
Yeah. He's all over the place, so it's going to be neat to have him here as like this insight to the history and how things have been happening and what it really means to be a part of the social forum, because he has got his finger on the pulse. And after the convocation and another few speakers, there's going to be a Riot Folk Show featuring Ethan Miller, the Reagan Babies, and I think a few others. And during the day from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., the film festival is going to be going at the public library, which is less than a block from the Bates Mill. So it's neat that the Bates Mill, the Kennedy Park, and the library are all within walking distance of each other by a block. So that's Friday night. Then on Saturday, it's a full day of workshops. There's four workshop slots, two in the morning and two in the afternoon, with a convocation right in the middle of the day for us to have a few more speakers and people talking about a few different things about the social forum, like why we're having a social forum in Maine and why we think it's important. And the speakers for that, I think Ruth Kaplan is one. I think Jack McKay from Bangor Food and Medicine and the labor movement will be speaking during the Saturday convocation. And then in the evening, there's going to be a contra dance, a hip-hop show, a punk show, and all sorts of other festivities going on, as well as the film festival, which will be going on during the day from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then Sunday, to finish up, we're going to have two more workshop sessions and a closing convocation. And those speakers at the closing convocation are to be announced. I know some folks from the planning committee from the Maine Social Forum will be speaking about next steps and where to go from here. But I'm not the one that's planning the convocations. I was just working on the workshop programming, so I haven't heard. There's a planning meeting tonight, so I'm sure we're going to nail down those final details tonight. But
and just to mention some of the workshops, they sound really, there's such a variety of workshops. You say the word workshop, and people, you know, we've all vendor workshops. There's so many different types, and there's one called We Hear Our Stories, Know Our Names from the Maine Council of Churches, Homeless Voices for Justice, organized by Preble Street Resource, Voices for Justice, Consumer Advocacy. There was one that I noticed on the original schedule. I'm not finding it in this, but I assume it's still going on, that I really like. Thought the title was great. Said, if corporations are people, why can't we try them for murder? Is that still happening?
Yep, that's happening.
Corporate personhood?
On Sunday morning. And that is this woman named Bonnie, who's really great.
Bonnie Preston.
Yeah, she's great. She's been really good, and she's also been one of the key people involved in the water track with Alliance for Democracy. And they have been really well organized and have all their stuff together and are doing panels and speakers, and as well as showing a film. And it's just really neat that they have put so much energy into making it really exciting, and not just having a workshop, but showing a film, having a workshop, having a panel, like trying to take all these different avenues of educating and sharing, like doing public education in all these different avenues. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, trade and terror in Colombia, peak oil, declining wage spiral, lots of different things there. Before we wrap up, which we're going to have to do in a couple of minutes, I think Meredith has another question or two, but we wanted to thank Terry Mason of Brooklyn, even though we're not actually officially doing a pledge drive now. We're always trying to raise funds at WERU, and someone just brought in a card to let us know that Terry had done a membership renewal. So thank you very much, Terry Mason of Brooklyn.
Thank you. Thanks. Keep mentioning films, Ryan. Can you talk about the film festival?
Yeah. The film festival is going to be happening during the evening on Friday and all day Saturday, from late morning to early afternoon. And there's a whole bunch of different films from mostly Maine filmmakers. I think there might be one or two from outside of Maine. But the topic of their film had to be particular to Maine, or have something linked back to Maine in it. So it's a very Maine-focused film festival with all sorts of activist folks involved in some sort of way. And this film festival is going to be taking place at the Mars and Hartley Cultural Center in the library, which is up on the second floor. So right when you go in the door, you just take a right, and there's a set of stairs, and there's also an elevator. And it's a really neat space. It's brand new, and the folks that run that space at the library are really great. They've been really accommodating. And the film topics include everything from free trade and genetic engineering to community design projects, factory farms, genetically engineered food. So it's also quite a diverse selection and really exciting. And there's also going to be a few filmmakers. Mike Reynolds from Maine Indie Media is showing his film called Million Dollar Bigot, and that's a film about disabilities that is featuring in Maine, and he's going to be there on hand to talk about it and answer questions, as well as The Future of Food is going to be shown as well, and that is directed by Deborah Coons Garcia, and The Future of Food was also doing some touring with GE Free Maine. And so this director is going to be on hand again.
Okay, and we can direct people to your website, but if you could quickly give that website, but also tell any information about registration, housing, carpooling, any of these things that people should know, and tell them the website for more information on the film festival and the workshops and the Maine Social Forum.
Yep. Everything about the Maine Social Forum, including the film festival and logistics and schedules and how to register, are all available online at www.mainsocialforum.org. It's pretty straightforward. And there you'll be able to see schedules of all sorts of things. You can register online, or you can print out the form and register. And on the registration form, you can sign up to volunteer, you can sign up to help with anything else, as well as helping with the children's programming, which is being organized to take place during the day of the forum on Saturday. And hopefully we'll get some folks also involved for Sunday. There's information about parking. There's information about transportation that's going to be up real soon. There's a Greyhound stop in Lewiston within walking distance from Bates Mill by like two blocks. It's very central.
And this information is on your website?
Yep, all okay. this information is up on them.
Can you give a phone number as well for those who don't have email access?
Yep. If you need to get any of this information and you don't have the internet, you can reach us at 207-783-0894. And there's someone checking messages every day, so if we're not there, definitely leave us a message.
Thank you for joining us today, Ryan Conrad of the Maine Social Forum.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Radioactive, a grassroots environmental and social justice news journal. I'm Amy Brown.
And I'm Meredith DeFrancesco. You can reach us here at WERU by calling 469-6600 or emailing news at weru.org.
Our programs are archived now on the WERU website, and you can also sign up for podcasting there. That's weru.org. Thanks for listening and acting. And we are going to play just a tiny little bit of Ethan Miller's Lewiston Factory Girl song. Ethan Miller's going to be performing at, along with Kate Boverman at the WERU Full Circle Fair this weekend, as well as being at least organizing a workshop. We're not sure about
performing
whether or not he's performing. Performing as well. Did Brian just say that? At the Maine Social Forum. So here's a tiny little bit of that song.
Well, hi, y'all. Hi. My name's Ethan Miller, and I come from Green, Maine, which is just north of Lewiston. It's a good place. Are you from there? Okay. Some people call it the armpit of Maine, but some people call just about every town in Maine the armpit, and I like armpits. So speaking of Lewiston, Maine, that's an appropriate introduction. I'm going to start local, work my way out. Oops. There we go. So the year is roughly 1835. Lewiston, Maine is one of the giant textile factories. And the workers are working away in there for 10, 12, 13 hours a day with no breaks, aren't allowed to go to the bathroom. Basically just like sweatshop labor is today, where pretty much all the clothes that we're wearing right now come from. So, the lyrics to this song were written by an anonymous Lewiston factory worker. I am a Lewiston factory girl, I want you to understand. I'm gonna leave this factory and return.
Radioactive is made possible in part by Artisan Builders, providing environmental design, construction, and renovation for homeowners and local businesses since 1992. 525-7740.